27 years after the horrors of the Bosnian War. Remains of the dead are still being identified, still being buried. On the anniversary of the genocide at Srebrenica, 50 more victims were laid to rest. Their suffering long over, but not forgotten.
Well, it's easier when you know where their graves are, even if we bury only a couple of bones. When you think of their suffering, when you think of what they've been through, I just can't explain how I feel.
Time, survivors say, does not heal all wounds.
Every next anniversary is somehow more difficult than the previous one. The time takes its toll. And it's not an easy day, I can tell you that much. It's not an easy time of the year for any one of us, myself included.
In the closing months of the war, Serbian forces overran the town of Srebrenica. Within 10 days, they slaughtered more than 8,000, mostly Muslim men and boys. So far, the remains of more than 6,600 people have been found and buried. As the work of DNA investigators continues, funerals are likely to remain a regular part of annual remembrance events. The women of Srebrenica have had an outsized role in keeping the memory of what happened alive.
My being here is a symbol of the world, the United Nations, saying thank you to the mothers of Srebrenica. Thank you for the courage that they have had to carry these messages across. Thank you for not giving up. Thank you for the fact that they keep leading efforts to find the efforts of those who were killed during the genocide here in Srebrenica.
An estimated 100,000 lives were lost in a war fought along ethnic lines from 1992 to 1995. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine and a return of war to Europe, Bosnians worry instability could spill over to the Balkans and ignite tensions once again. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.
Well, Tarik Demisevic is in Srebrenica for us. Tarik, the site of the genocide is now, as we've seen there, a place of remembrance. What's been happening there on this somber day?
Approximately 50,000 people have gathered here today to commemorate the victims of the genocide, but not just to commemorate, also to bury 50 of the victims. And that is one that is a thing that makes this gathering in Srebrenica every year on the 11th of July specific. This is not just a commemoration of to the genocide victims. It is their burial. This is an ongoing process for 27 years now. Not all victims have been buried. Not all victims have been found up to this point. Around 1,200 of them are still considered missing. The other point that makes Srebrenica and this gathering here on this day specific is that this is a remembrance and a commemoration of for the victims of a genocide. This is the only genocide in the world, apart from the one in Rwanda, that was found to be a genocide, confirmed and proved in by the judiciary, both on the national level but also by the international courts. And to try to explain how the courts came to this conclusion, to try to explain the scale of crimes committed here, that was committed here by the Serbian forces, by the Bosnian Serbian forces 27 years ago, I will walk you through a personal story of one Hatija Mehmedović. The late Hatija once said to in a private conversation, "I feel sometimes ashamed because I only speak of my sons. I only pray for my sons. Hardly ever do I mention my husband, and my husband was such a great man." 27 years ago in July, Hatija lost two of her sons, her husband, three of her brothers, and her father. And that's just the immediate family of hers, and that shows the scale of crimes committed here 27 years ago in Srebrenica.
Tarik, many thanks.